Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brad Wellman. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Ray Palacios. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Luis Aquino. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheffield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. Tabler moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wellman hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braggs strikes out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Brock. The throw from Aquino to White and they have Brock trapped. The throw over to Palacios, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Deer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Deer moves to third. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Felder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Palacios hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palacios for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. Eisenreich moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer. White reaches second base with a double. McFarlane moves to third. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a line drive towards short. Wellman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palacios is 0 for 1 in the game. Palacios hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Eisenreich steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich scores. Seitzer moves to second. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wellman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palacios is 0 for 2 in the game. Palacios bunts towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. Wellman moves to second. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer is walked intentionally. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs strikes out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Felder is 0 for 2 in the game. Felder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Gantner moves to third. Yount moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sheffield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gus Polidor now playing shortstop. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wellman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Palacios is 0 for 2 in the game. Palacios strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 2, Brewers, 2. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Felder is 0 for 3 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Seitzer bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. 2 outs. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palacios scoops it up and throws to first, with Farr covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yount is walked intentionally. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polidor hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Bill Pecotin now playing center field. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground for an out. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.